Kristen Roan, Education Coordinator for the Lake George Association, said while her organization was checking on a native plant buffer garden at the Rainbow Beach Homeowners Association in the town of Bolton, a homeowner asked her team to take a closer look at a plant he hadn't seen before growing along the shoreline.
So, of course, he took us over there and showed us and asked us what this vine was. And sure enough, we knew that it was the black swallowwort.
Now the LGA is working with others to monitor the lake and ask property owners to keep an eye out for this invader. Roan described the plant as a vine that grows tall and can choke out other native plants. It's identifiable by its star-shaped dark purple or black flowers and seed pods similar to native milkweed, the favorite food of monarch butterflies. Roan said the black swallowwort competes with milkweed, and that can have damaging effects on monarch populations.
It does have similar pods and things to milkweed, and so if they lay their eggs on the swallowwort, when those eggs hatch, the caterpillars don't have the food to eat like the milkweed.
Roan said populations of the plant are being mapped on iMap Invasives, an online tool where users can report and see the locations of several invasive species. Hillary Smith, director of the Adirondack Park Invasive Plant Program, said swallowwort species are highly aggressive and adaptable, and because they're in the milkweed family, its seeds can easily be spread by the wind. Smith said the black swallowwort and pale swallowwort have been found across New York, but are relatively limited in the Adirondacks. Within the park, swallowwort has been mostly found within the Champlain Valley, and higher concentrations occur north of the park. Smith said the plants are in APIP's list of target priority species for detection and rapid response.
We want citizens and our partner organizations and state agencies to be on high alert for small infestations of these species so that they can report them to us so we can swiftly respond before they have a chance to spread.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo previously declared this week as Invasive Species Awareness Week. New York State Office of Parks, Recreation, and Historic Preservation Director of Invasive Species Field Control Bob O'Brien spoke with WAMC earlier this week.
People have to be aware, and awareness leads to early detection. And early detection is the very best way and the most economical way to resolve and eliminate populations of invasive species.
For more information on reporting the black swallowwort or other invasive species, visit WAMC.org. Reporting from WAMC's Southern Adirondack Bureau on the campus of Skidmore College, I'm Lucas Willard.